Potential power shift on Capitol Hill.
I'm Bob Fuss. A maverick Vermont senator drops a political bomb with plans to leave the Republican Party and give Democrats control of the Senate.
Tax cuts cometh.
I'm pleased to report today that tax relief is on the way.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Pamela McCall. A seismic Senate shift expected tomorrow. Vermont Senator James Jeffords reportedly poised to leave the Republican Party. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss is on Capitol Hill.
The news struck like a political earthquake. If Jeffords does what Democrats say he told them he will and declare tomorrow he'll leave the Republican Party to become an independent, Democrats will take over the Senate. They'll chair all the committees and gain, says political science professor Larry Sabato, a lot more power.
They can slow down the Bush agenda. They can refuse to even vote on pieces of it or all of it. They can refuse to confirm any judges. They can wreak havoc of all sorts.
Jeffords is one of a dwindling band of moderates in an increasingly conservative Republican Party and has been the subject of intense battering from the White House and Republican leaders over his recent tax votes. Pressure and threat, some here say, may have backfired. CBS News, Capitol Hill.
I'm Mark Noller at the White House. A defection by Jeffords will be an undeniable blow to the president and his agenda. Spokesman Ari Fleischer says Mr. Bush still hopes Jeffords doesn't leave the GOP, but even if he does, the president won't hold a grudge.
The president is going to continue, no matter what Senator Jeffords decides, to treat him well, to respect him, and to work with him. He supports the president and is the leader of the president's initiative on patient bill of rights, for example.
The spokesman belittled claims that the White House snubbed Jeffords last month by not inviting him to a ceremony honoring Vermont's National Teacher of the Year. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Now this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the heavyweight title fight scheduled for four courses. In the red corner, wearing the blue cape and silver boots all the way from Japan, the cook with the meaty right hook, the Iron Chef! And in the blue corner, wearing the chef whites and red hair, from New York, grillin', Bobby Flay! Let's get ready to roast!
The Iron Chef, 21st Century Battle, the rematch, premieres Sunday, June 3rd at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on Food Network. If you don't get Food Network, call your local cable or satellite provider.
Cool, a Ferris wheel.
Hey, the Ovaltine man.
Yeah.
No kid can resist the taste of rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Wow, this tastes great.
So chocolatey. I love this chocolate milk. Is it Nesquik?
No, it's rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste, and Ovaltine adds vitamins and minerals that Nesquik powder doesn't. Why give them Nesquik when you can give them more? And there are more vitamins and minerals in Ovaltine.
Ovaltine's awesome!
More Ovaltine, please!
There are 62 yays, 38 nays.
The Senate, in its current form, has okayed a $1.3 trillion tax cut plan. President Bush gets most of what he wants, but there could be trouble getting the Senate and the House on the same page.
The economy needs a shot in the arm. So I call on the House and the Senate to reach an agreement on the final tax relief package this week.
Mixed reaction, Democratic Senator Kent Conrad.
This package will give 33% of the benefit to the wealthiest 1% and gives half as much to the bottom 60%.
Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott.
The vote speaks for itself. 62 senators voted aye for tax relief for America. And so I'm very happy that this hurdle has been jumped, and now we go to the final stage.
Democratic Senator Joseph Lieberman.
This is a sad day for fiscal responsibility in our government and for economic growth.
The bill now goes to a House-Senate conference committee. The House has rejected a bid by Republican lawmakers to restore school vouchers. It was part of President Bush's education plan. A wide net cast over internet scam artists.
With 30,000 fraud cases reported to the FBI in the last year alone, law enforcement agencies launched a nationwide crackdown, rounding up scam artists all over the country. FBI Assistant Director Ruben Garcia.
Approximately 90 individuals are being charged with wire fraud, mail fraud, money laundering, bank fraud, and software piracy.
The scams run the gamut from phony auctions to bogus computer sales to old-fashioned pyramid schemes. In Miami, 48,000 people were fooled into buying into a non-existent internet mall, which netted the operators $14 million. Stephanie Lambadakis, CBS News, the Justice Department.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
The next time some outside expert tells you to mortgage your company for his high-volume printing system, just tell him to get back in his red sports car with the My Other Car is a Yacht bumper sticker and hit the high seas. Look, the era of high-priced, high-volume is over. It's time for RICO technology. 85, even 105 pages per minute. Expandable to over 1,000 and highly affordable. It's high time.
RICO. Dependable. Digital.
Moving's not that tough.
It's packing that's the problem.
So Mailboxes Etc. made it easy. It's moving month at Mailboxes Etc.
We've got everything you need, from moving boxes to packing peanuts.
And 3,400 centers, all franchise owned and operated.
It's so easy, it's so easy, it's so easy. Yeah, it's so easy.
It's moving month at Mailboxes Etc. Call 1-800-789-4MBE.
1-800-789-4MBE.
Moves underway in Washington to ban a commonly used wood preservative from all playground equipment. CBS News reporter John Harchie tells us why.
Environmental groups want to eliminate the arsenic preservative used in outdoor wood products, including playground equipment.
You need to keep kids away from this stuff.
The Environmental Working Group's Richard Wiles says they're petitioning the Consumer Product Safety Commission to ban arsenic as a wood treatment. Industry spokesman Mel Pine denies there are safety issues.
There have been no scientific peer-reviewed studies linking its safe use to any health hazard in children.
The Center for Environmental Health plans to sue wooden playground equipment makers under a California law to halt arsenic use or warn the public about its risks. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
No horsing around here. A jury in Orchard Park, New York, has found country singers Tim McGraw and Kenny Chesney innocent. The two were facing charges stemming from a scuffle with sheriff's deputies over a horse. It happened at a summer festival near Buffalo last summer. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
The makers of high-volume printing systems. Now, these people see blue-chip prices and slack-jawed indifference as their inalienable birthright. Look, the only place to go for high volume without that high price is RICO. 85, 105, even 1,000 pages per minute if you connect a bunch of them together. The era of high-priced high volume is truly over, bucko. It's time for them to go. It's time for RICO.
RICO. Dependable. Digital.
Sometime this summer, you're going to get a bug bite, poison ivy, prickly heat, or some other itch, and you're going to need fast relief. Maximum Strength Gold Bond Medicated Cream, the itch-fighting cream from the leader in itch relief. Unlike Cordate or Cortisone 10, Gold Bond Cream has two fast-acting itch relievers. Plus, Gold Bond Cream is steroid hydrocortisone-free. And Gold Bond Cream is so fast, it goes to work in the first minute. This summer, when you feel the itch, reach for Gold Bond Medicated Cream. Fast itch relief. Use as directed.
He's 14 years old and knows all kinds of useful geographical information. Reporter Brennan Hazelton from CBS affiliate WTOP tells us who he is.
Even music played a role in this year's final round of the National Geographic Bee. Music and tough questions from moderator Alex Trebek.
India's most populous state has an estimated 150 million people. Name that state for me. The state is Uttar Pradesh.
14-year-old Kyle Haddad Fonda of Seattle knew that and a lot more on his way to winning this year's championship. Brennan Hazelton, CBS News, Washington.
The Dow tumbled 151 points today, closing at 11,105. The Nasdaq shed 70 to 2243. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, May 23rd, 2001. I'm Pamela McCall, CBS News.